Hello everyone, my name is Kate Decker and I am obsessed with exposing the truth of what happens when we ditch the autopilot, take our power back, and become the creators of our destiny. And I'm here to remind you that no matter who you are, where you come from, or what you've been through, you deserve to live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the Create Your Best Life Radio.
Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. So today we're going to be talking about what to do when people say, like, stop being so negative, or maybe even you say this to yourself, and the concept of toxic positivity and how we don't want to do that and why. But before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to extend this invitation to you. So if one of the things that you feel kind of negative around is money and abundance, I'm hosting Abundant April Challenge. And April Abundant Challenge is essentially like a 30-day spa day for your money mindset, where we scrub off anything and everything that's holding you back from living your rich, abundant life that you are meant for and is meant for you. So even though it's April 1st when this podcast episode is releasing and we are starting on April 1st, even if you discover it a few days later, you can still join us for the challenge. As I said, like, we're going to be together for 30 days and we're going to have an active coaching group going on, which means you're going to get actually personalized support from me directly on anything and everything abundance and money mindset. And we're going to release all the pressure, we're going to release all the iffiness and ickiness and all that stuff. So you're going to leave feeling about money and abundance exactly as you would feel when you leave the spa. So if you want to check it out, it's in the show notes. And one of the things that I also want to mention as a bonus with the challenge is, actually there are two things. One of them is that you're going to receive a library of like money mindset reset audios that you can keep and you can play anytime a shitty intrusive thought comes your way. And then second bonus really is that at the end of this challenge, I'm going to be giving away a significant cash prize. So that's all I'm going to say for it. You can check it out on the sign up page. I'll link it below. The challenge itself is only $55, which is insane because that's like the price of a masterclass, but you're going to get a full month of coaching and an absolutely amazing community of women who are on the same way or who are on the same path to living their rich, abundant life. So without further ado, let's dive into the episode.
Just be grateful. Just look at the bright side. You should be so grateful for what you have. Don't be so negative. I don't want to be negative. This is familiar. I have been told multiple times, just be grateful. There are people that have it worse. And you know what? Sure. But does that actually help? No. So in this episode, I want to talk to you about how you don't always have to be positive to have an absolutely dreamy life. And actually, that is the way to your absolutely dreamy, better than your vision board life. Okay, you guys, so I feel like you're getting the behind the scenes of our life, but Blair has been napping for, I think, 2 hours now. And I'm like, What do I even do? I already recorded another podcast episode. I created a few reels. I wrote a post. I shared things in my stories. I ate lunch. I watched someone else's blog and vlog, I mean. And I'm like, okay, let's record one more podcast. So this has come up in my coaching business multiple times, and it has actually recently come up inside of our Glow Up Challenge. So one of the ladies came and said, I really don't want to be negative, but I'm having a hard time, and, or something along those lines. And what I realized there is that a lot of us in the personal development world, we feel like we cannot say what's wrong. Otherwise we are being negative, we're not being positive, or like we just see it as something wrong. And what I want to say is that in fact, it's the opposite. Toxic positivity is literally the worst thing. So what is toxic positivity? Toxic positivity is whenever you have a shitty day and you just try to convince yourself that other people have it worse. It could be worse. It could be harder. And it's like denying to yourself that you don't feel good, that you feel shitty, that you want to cry, that you feel so tired and upset. And all of that is toxic positivity, right? Or even just saying like, I should be grateful. I have this and this and this, but I'm not. So I feel bad about myself. So I don't feel grateful. And here's the thing. You can be grateful for what you have and also go through a hard season or a hard day. And this does bad. In fact, what makes it bad is pretending that just because you have other things that are good, that you cannot feel negative, that you cannot feel upset, that you cannot be angry, that you cannot be disappointed, that you cannot be tired, that you cannot feel like, oh my gosh, this just freaking sucked. The difference is that why we usually don't want to be this way and we don't want to be quote unquote negative is because we see other people around us and we hate those complainers, right? Like those people that just always complain and always talk about their misfortunes. And you know what? I've got those family members too, and I'm not a fan. I don't want to be around that energy, about that constant Debbie Downer energy. Like it's not fun, it's not productive, and it's not something that enhances your life. Right? So no one wants to be that. However, if you've been in the personal development arena, then you might also feel like you cannot ever say anything negative because otherwise you're going to manifest bad things or you're going to call in bad things or you're going to just keep manifesting the same thing over and over and over again and stuff like that. And sure, we don't want to dwell in negativity. We don't want to dwell in feeling sad, upset, angry, disappointed, and complain. However, if we pretend that we don't feel, I'm going to call it bad in any way, we cannot also find solution. So I'm going to give you the example of Blair and my daughter Blair, who is about to be 3 months at the time of recording. She's probably going to be 3 months plus after I publish. But we went through a series or season where she would only nap if one of us was wearing her. So how I would spend my days is that she would wake up at like 6 a.m. if good. And she would be awake for 2 hours. And then for 2 hours, I would have to sit in a rocking chair to either hold her or baby wear her. So what it did is that I was constantly tired. I was constantly in pain. Like my lower back was killing me. My shoulders were killing me. It was so hard. And then after she woke up, she would be awake and then I would have to wear her again. So I was constantly in pain. I was crying. I was so desperate. I was so like just so over it. I seriously considered like, what if I just ran away? And when those thoughts come to you as a mom, even if you're not a mom, it's not a good place to be. Let me just tell you. So what I did is that I actually wrote a post and I shared it. I shared the shit that I was in. And I know most people don't do this. Some people would think, oh my gosh, I couldn't do that because that's too vulnerable, too real. People don't want to hear this. I don't want to sound like I'm complaining. I did not care about any of that. All I wanted to do was share genuinely where I am. Because I knew that it's important for me, with my job obviously, to share you guys where I'm at so that when I'm on the other side, you've been there with me. You know, you see that you can go from the shit to the gold. So I shared that, and what ended up happening is that first of all, I felt such an emotional release. Like I felt so just happy that I got it off my chest. And I didn't get it off my chest to complain. I got it off my chest to share with the world, to share a learning lesson. And I knew that on the other side, there would be you supporting me. And I received so many comments and so many messages of love and support. It blew me away. It literally brought me to tears how loved and cherished and supported I felt. And what ended up happening is that that alone gave me so much strength to find a solution. So what I ended up doing is that I asked for more help and support. I asked Zach for more help and support with, you know, daily things and with Blair. And I found a course on sleeping, and I made both me and him watch it, and we started practicing it. And at the time of recording, it's been about 2 weeks, and Blair has been able to sleep long stretches at night. Like, her longest one was 9 hours, but the regular long stretch is around 6 to 7 hours, which is completely different. She's able to nap in her bassinet. I think she's waking up now, but she's been asleep for at least 2 hours, you guys. And that's just blowing my mind. Anyway, I'll be back. Back. Zach is with Blair, so I can finish up recording this podcast episode before I hop off on a client call. But my point here is that a lot of times why we don't want to be so negative and why we see it as something bad and we don't want to actually share what's on our heart is because we see people share it in the wrong rooms. And it's actually crucial to share where you're at, what's going on, in the right space, in the right room, where these people are going to hold you, they're going to support you, they're going to hold you to a higher standard, and they're going to help you find a solution. And by finding a solution and help you and support you, I don't mean just, you know, remind you like, oh, just be grateful, but actually process it and actually reprogram whatever is there blocking you in your subconscious mind to help you create the reality that you actually desire. And so, in fact, I want you to be quote-unquote negative. I want you to come to the spaces and share what's in your heart, what's in your mind, how do you really feel? Because only from there you can get somewhere else. It's the same way as, like, if, you know, if you wanted to take a trip and you are in Pensacola and you wanted to drive to Boston, if you pretend that you are in New York and you pulled in the GPS, like, oh, I'm not in Pensacola, I'm in New York, and I'm going from New York to Boston, like, you're not going to get there. You're never going to get there. The directions are not going to make sense. So the same way, we cannot pretend that we are not sad, upset, angry, disappointed, disheartened, whatever it is, whatever that quote-unquote bad feeling emotion is, to get to a happy place, to get to a good place, to get to a new reality. We need to be honest and open and share in the right rooms. Share in the rooms that are dedicated for growth. Share in the rooms where you are going to be A, validated, but you're not going to be left dwelling in that negativity. Anytime we pretend we don't feel a certain way or we push it aside, I want you to imagine that your emotional capacity of what you can handle, it's a cup. And anytime you repress any sort of emotions and you essentially lie to yourself about how you feel or you pretend that it's not a big deal, that cup gets fuller and fuller and fuller. So instead of having that full cup for your whole day available of your emotional capacity, you start your day with a quarter of a cup or maybe a half a cup. And so then you are more likely to snap, you're more likely to have a hard time, there's going to be more pressure, like your day is just not going to be as easy and smooth and fun because your emotional capacity is going to be lower. So for example, if your glass of emotional capacity was empty as it's supposed to be, there's space in it, and your partner leaves socks on the floor again, you might just be like, oh, whatever. If you start with only a quarter of the glass available of emotional capacity, even such a small thing can tick you off and create much bigger deal and much bigger argument than it's even necessary. That's just one example. So be honest, be open, be negative. If you so please, just do it in the right rooms. Not because you want to dwell in it, not because you want to say, oh, poor me, but because you want to vulnerably share, process it, be held, be supported, and move to the other side. Let me know, you guys, how did it feel to listen to this episode? What was your takeaway? What were your breakthroughs? I hope this gave you permission to really, truly be honest and open with yourself and be real. I love hearing from you on Instagram, so shoot me a message at xokdecker and I'll talk to you in the next one. Bye!
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved it, please let me know by leaving a short review here on the podcast app and take a screenshot of the episode and tag me on your Instagram stories at xokdecker so that I can keep your favorite topics coming. And until next time, let's create your best life.